Today is July the 28th, 2006. My name is Lynn Hughes, and I will be conducting an interview with John Jack Wortman. I know that the war, World War II, started in Germany, I think about 1939.
Well, yeah, we didn't go in there until, well, it was 42 or something.
Something like, well, it was, yeah, because it would be right after Pearl Harbor, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember hearing about Pearl Harbor?
Well, I was here. Yeah, I heard about her.
Where were you?
We was up there in Carroll, Oregon County. Mm-hmm. We had a cattle buyer there and wanted to buy some cattle. Anyway, they got a hold of him and told us Pearl Harbor had been hit.
Uh-huh.
Of course, he had to get back then, where he's going.
Do you remember how old you were about? Were you a teenager?
I was 42 and I was more than 17.
Okay.
Seven. Yeah. Around 18, I guess.
And then did you join the service, or were you drafted?
I was drafted.
Drafted?
Yeah.
What branch did you go into?
Well, I was in a, got the buck, I was in a, went to Leavenworth, and then we went to, I was in Mexico, and took our basic training.
In where in New Mexico? In
Hobbs.
Hobbs, okay.
Hobbs, yeah. Uh-huh. And then went out to Victorville, California for some more training.
What was training like?
Well, it was new to me.
Did they make you march?
Oh yeah, we had to march and learn how to shoot rifles.
Did you already know, you were a farm boy in western Kansas, did you know how to shoot a rifle?
Yeah, I picked that up pretty young.
I thought so.
You know, all the people come in there, I don't think they ever handled a gun.
I'll bet that's true. A lot of them wouldn't have.
In Victorville, we went to La Junta, Colorado.
La Junta, uh-huh.
Air Base.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what did you do in La Junta?
Well, we done some more training, and we went to Camp Lousy County. Texas, and that's where we shipped out from. See.
From where in Texas?
In Camp, we called Camp Lousy.
Camp Lousy? what do you remember its real name?
Yeah. Then of course we went overseas from there.
Did you go overseas on a boat or on a plane?
On Queen Elizabeth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess about 45,000. People on her.
Were they, most of them were servicemen?
Yeah.
On Queen Elizabeth?
Of course, her crew. Uh-huh. From there we went to, well, I went to over to, I guess you call it Luzon Island. Luzon Island in the Pacific?
In the South Pacific.
Yeah, that's where we heard it. We was out of sea when they gave us word that they dropped the atomic bombs, you know, in Japan.
Uh-huh.
And we stayed there a while. On Luzon, Manila. Manila.
Go back with me for just a second. When you came across the ocean on the Queen Elizabeth, where did you dock? Where did you stop?
Tuxco, what's the name of that country there? Right there being England?
England?
Yeah.
Did you dock in England then?
Yeah, Scotland.
Oh, Scotland. Yeah.
And went up through quite a bit of the England.
Uh-huh.
And we boarded a ship, and we went by ship to the Pacific. Went through the Panama Canal.
Yeah, I was wondering if you went through the... Doesn't that seem like a roundabout way to get to the South Pacific?
Well, we had to.
Why is that?
Too much water.
Oh, if you went the other direction. Yeah, I see.
Okay. Yeah, we got to go through there. Pretty interesting.
The Panama Canal?
Interesting to go through the Panama Canal then.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, from the boats, the ship, you know, up, and they had all the water drained out, and then they put water back in it to float it on to the next.
Onto the, they were called locks? Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did it take to go?
Oh.
Do you remember?
I expect maybe 2 hours.
Wow. And you were, you stayed on the ship all of that time?
Well, we got off. So go get a pop.
Okay.
They stayed, I guess they had to take on fresh water and fuel for the ship there.
In Panama?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we sailed on over.
How long did it take to get from Panama to where you were going?
Always, well, all together, I think 60 days.
Wow. That'd be a long...
I felt like a sailor.
Oh, you had your sea legs by then. Yeah. So once you got to the Philippines, did you go on land or did you stay on your ship?
Well, we got off there. We were stationed there for probably 6 weeks.
Was there a base there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was the name of the base?
Oh, I can't think of it now. We was about 90 miles from Manila.
Uh-huh.
We went up to Manila. And it had been bombed pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Water run down the street.
Oh, yeah. Ruined their infrastructure, I guess, huh?
Then from there, we went up to Japan. They sent us up there for... After the war was over in home.
So you went to Japan then after they bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
Yeah, we had to see that. When they bombed that, it was on the 6th of August. My birthday was the 5th.
Woo! You almost had a birthday present then.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did it look like when you saw it?
Yeah.
When you went to Japan, what did you see there?
At Manila.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, it was, it had been bombed pretty bad.
It had.
By us.
Uh-huh.
That's where the Japs were flying around. So.
Were Japanese soldiers hiding out there?
Yeah, some of them stayed there on and on for 15 or 20 years, I guess.
I've heard stories about that.
Yeah.
Did you go into the island and experience any fighting there?
Well, it was, wasn't then, no.
It was pretty over by the time you got there? Tell me about life on the ship. You were on a ship for 60 days and got your sea legs. What was food like? What did you eat?
Well, the Navy had pretty good food.
Did they? So you didn't lose any weight then, huh?
Yeah, we did.
Did you?
About 40 pounds.
Whoa.
Not just me, everybody. We drank a lot of coffee.
Maybe that's why you lost so much weight. And then what would you do, like, when you were on the ship and there was really not a lot? What was
played a lot of cards, you know.
Did you? Poker or what?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Had some people on there. Shot dice pretty good.
Oh. Had a little gambling casino going on, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put a few blacks on there. Could really talk to them dice.
Ooh, that's good. Was that your first experience being around black people?
Oh, yeah. Well, many out here.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you made some friends when you were on the boat?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That picture I did have. Only when I got.
Okay.
Look at her when it's still in the States.
Get her this book. Still in Europe when the fog lit up and there's about 1,000 planes taken out. First time they get out, you know, the weather had been so bad. Head for Germany. Well, Art Jones, he was ahead of us. I think his outfit was.
Where were you during that time?
Well, I think I was in Berlin, not really in Berlin, but we're still in France or going up.
Now, wait, just hold on. The last time I knew you were in the Philippines, and yeah. Then from the Philippines, where did you go?
Went to Japan.
Japan, and then you saw where it had been bombed.
Yeah.
What did you do anything in Japan, or just sail by it, or?
Well, we was up there anyway.
Just up there.
Well, we got to go see it. We went up on Mount Fujiyama, over to Tokyo, and got to see some of the country.
Now the Japanese had surrendered by this time.
Yeah. Douglas MacArthur got him to slow down, I guess.
I guess he did, yeah. How long did you stay in Japan?
Oh, I suppose a couple of months.
And while you were there, what was your job? What did you do there?
Oh, we had to handle some of the war machinery around like that. We really didn't do much.
Didn't do much. Did you eat Japanese food while you were there, or did you try that?
No, I don't think we had a chance to.
Okay.
I guess it's a lot different.
I think it must be. I've only eaten a little bit of it.
No, we usually eat the mess hall.
So there was a base there? They set up a base there?
No, we didn't. When we don't lose on. When we first went in there, of course, we had shoveling a lot outside, you know. The little kids would come up around there, and first time there was one or two, and then they later on there's a lot of them coming in there. They like to get some food, or they like to, we had a guy in there from, he was from Kansas too, and he's pretty good seamus. And they liked those, liked their GI caps. And he could sew them up so they could wear them clothes.
Make them smaller?
Yeah.
Were they having in Japan at this time, were they having a problem with food because of the bombings and things, or?
Well, I think the people did. I don't think the U.S. Army had trouble.
Yeah, yeah. And so that would be a reason that the kids would come around.
Well, that was in on Luzon Island.
Oh, okay.
That was the Philippines.
When you were still in the Philippines. Yeah. I see. Okay. Right. After you went to Japan and you stayed there for 2 months, then where did you go?
Well, we come back to the States then.
How did you get back?
On a ship.
Was it the Queen Mary again?
No.
No? Different one, huh?
I don't know what one it was, but we come through San Francisco and on down to Colorado there to
get her discharged.
Did you go back to La Junta then?
No.
Where in Colorado?
We got out of the Army then.
Okay. And then you went home?
Yeah.
And you became a rancher?
Yeah.
What do you think, I mean, if you could tell me what your job was when you were in the service?
Well,
what?
Mostly animal orders, bombs and ammunition and guns, like that.
Uh-huh. And so that's mostly what you did, is you took care of those kinds of things? Yeah.
Some of them worked on planes. And
Where did you get training to do what you did with the bombs and the ammunition?
I guess just hard luck.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, we took a trip up on Mount Tijuamas. As far as we could go, it was snow up there.
And
we borrowed a Jeep. Went up there and looked around.
What did it look like?
Kind of like our Colorado mountains, I guess.
And after you'd been in the Philippines, it probably was nice to see snow, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah. So, did you do anything else while you were up there besides just look around?
No, we drove around some there in Japan. White Russians, you know. Some of them lived there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Over thousands of their stuff was painted white. And we didn't see any of them, but I don't know how long that crunk they'd been there. It was kind of interesting.
I bet it was.
Yeah. We rode those electric trains that Japan had, you know. Tokyo to Yokohama.
There were electric trains?
Trains.
Trains,
Yeah. They'd sure have it loaded. It could run pretty fast.
Even in the 1940s, it was pretty fast.
Probably 60 miles an hour.
That would have been fast. What do you remember probably most about being in Japan?
Those people they didn't mind working and getting another job.
The Japanese people?
Yeah. Well, Japanese. I guess the bomb probably saved a lot of lives.
Yeah, it did. It took a lot, but it saved.
I guess our company is supposed to go in there, you know, if they had to go ground force. It would have killed off a lot of them.
Yeah.
Or people like that.
Yeah, I think so too. Did you worry about? You know, nowadays we would think about a bomb and we would think about the radiation afterward. Yeah. Did you worry about that at all?
Well, I don't think we really knew enough about it right then.
Yeah, they told
we
you
do
later.
Now.
Yeah,
it caused a lot of radiation.
I was wondering about that because I
probably a lot of people are having cancer now. Not too many in the world. Two people around.
Well, there are several.
Yeah.
What do you remember most about being in the Philippines?
Oh, I kind of liked it there.
Did you? And you were there for how long in the Philippines?
Oh, a couple of months.
What did you like about it?
Well, I guess being along the ocean.
Well, that's new for a Kansas boy too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you get to swim in the ocean, or?
Get what?
Did you ever swim in the ocean?
No.
Or? No? Wouldn't let you do that?
Those Filipinos, they could jump off in the boat. You know, we'd throw a dime or a penny over.
And
they could go way down there and pick it up.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty interesting.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah. Did you make any friends with the people in the Philippines? Did you?
Oh, I don't think really too much.
Not too much.
It was pretty close. I think we did with the kids.
Yeah, yeah. But not with the adults. Yeah. Were you ever in battle?
Oh, pretty close.
Where was this?
Close enough, yeah.
Close enough. Where was that, in the Philippines, or was that someplace else?
Someplace else, yeah. They wasn't fighting. Well, I guess maybe they would have, not in the Philippines then. So it's, you know, it's about all over, and that's where the bombs dropped.
So you went in 1940. When were you drafted? What was
1942.
1942, and then the war wasn't over until 46.
46. I have some pictures of that, but I can't find them anymore.
Oh, he put them in a safe place, didn't
you? Yeah.
Yeah. And this book here, this Victorville Army Flying School, mm-hmm. This book with your picture in it.
Yeah.
I saw you, right?
Yeah.
There,
yeah.
I recognized you instantly.
Yeah, they train.
Did they?
They train Chinese and a lot of other out of country people come in there and fly. Learn how to fly.
The Chinese came too?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. And so where is the Victorville Army Flying School? Does it say? I'm just wondering.
Keep turning the pages in there.
I'll keep turning. Yeah.
Yeah,
was that came? In San Diego?
Pardon?
It's not in San Diego, is it?
No.
No?
It was in Colorado.
Oh, it was in La Junta, Colorado.
Yeah.
And they made a kind of a book, like a,
yeah.
It's almost like an annual that you would get in a yearbook that you'd get in high school or something. It's almost like that. It has pictures of everybody.
Yeah, it's all the companies. They give us one of them.
Did they give it to you when you got out? Or later?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I was trying to find a publishing date on it to see if they said when they created their book. And then they had, okay, I'm going to look over here because these guys are glider pilots.
Yeah.
And you
were helicopter pilot surgery.
Now this says 2053rd Ordnance Company.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you were in?
Yeah, same. Yeah.
See that? Right,
yeah.
Up here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so these are bombs right here in that picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
They had practice bombs too that filled with sand. Dropped them instead of, you know, when it's flying.
The pilots, is that how they learn to try to hit it?
They take them out to a bomb site.
So they hit a target with a practice bomb.
Yeah.
Okay.
We handled some of the loaded ones too.
Oh, did they know which was which?
Hmm?
Did they know which was which?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they were careful.
They didn't make a loser. They started a lot of them in to keep the temperature down.
I'm going to put this back in so you won't lose that place, but. You wore glasses when you were in the service?
Yeah.
Was that a difficult thing to worry about glasses? Because I've always worn glasses and I know it was probably a problem.
Well, it was different anyway. So.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people in the Army wear dresses anymore, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's true.
Or go to Dr. Fry.
And don't have to anymore, except for reading glasses. What was your rank by the time you got out?
PFC.
PFC. You stayed at PFC. Yeah. Yeah.
I was in, have much rank in that orders coming in.
Uh-huh. Well.
I used to keep track. Some of the boys, but try to call some of them and don't know. They're not the same place they used to be in.
Uh-huh.
Arkansas and Alabama or Colorado. I suppose they're all up on the hill.
I'll bet so. Yeah. That may be some of them at least, but
yeah,
not everybody.
No.
Yeah. Did you ever go to reunions?
No, we never. Well, we supposed to have some, but I never did get to go to one.
Okay. My stepfather was in the Army, and he went to a couple of reunions, and he really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
He really enjoyed it while he could go.
Well, I had a brother. He was in the infantry, and he went to two or three of them. He really liked it.
Uh-huh.
He had some of his buddies up in Nebraska, and we drove up there a few times.
So he drove up there, or did you go with him?
I went with him.
So you went to one of his reunions then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't like to drive.
Oh, so you were the designated driver then. Yeah. Well, should I have... Is there something else you'd like to talk about that I forgot to ask you?
No, I think covered it for it.
Did we cover it?
Hope it's okay.
Okay, I hope it is too. I always worry about the microphone and everything.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Well, okay, I guess I'll turn the tape.
I did have a letter that I sent my dad from Panama Canal, but I can't find it.
You mailed him a letter from Panama?
Yeah.
He kept it too, didn't he?
Well, they gave it to me.
And of course now you've put it in a safe place.
I put it where I could find it.
Uh-huh. I know the they're going to make a room in the ground floor of the courthouse, and a copy of your interview, your book, you know, will be in there. And if you want to, if you find the letter and you want to put that with it, you could, but you don't, I mean, you don't have to, but you could.
Okay.
And I think they talked about...
I never wanted to show you.
Okay, I'm going to turn this off for right now. Okay, what did you say about the death march?
I've seen quite a few of them GIs that was on it.
That was a horrible thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, they weighed about 80 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Well, some of the boys that was in the fire office, and they knew them, and they went up and got them and brought them down where we was at and gave them a meal.
Uh-huh.
I guess I took them back up there. Yeah, let's get in the moon.
Yeah, I heard they look like they had been in the concentration, you know, like the people.
Got away 160 pounds and get him down to 80.
Oh, yeah. Half is
pretty bad.
Just skin and bones then. Did you see them when you were in the Philippines?
Yeah. Yeah, they come down to our... They knew some people down there. They got them down there, you know, so they could hit them. But the one that was with our outfit, they owned the prisoner. Hadn't been prisoner. Can't think about a guy.
Yeah.
Losing that much of that.
I can't either. That was awfully hard. It's amazing that some of them survived, you know, some of them didn't. Yeah.
That was the tragedy. Escape, they'd kill you.
Uh-huh.
Nine more.
They would kill you and nine more?
You know, if one tried to escape, they'd kill him and nine more.
Oh, if you didn't mind getting killed, that was one thing, but you wouldn't want your friends to get killed either.
Yeah.
Did you get to talk? You, obviously, you got
well,
to talk to some.
A little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. Be a hard time. So.
Well, you drink a cup of coffee or anything?
I would drink a cup of coffee.
Probably not very good.